So today, inshallah ta'ala, we will go under the branch of reciting the noble Qur'an and contemplating over it. This is the subject that we will be tending to today. Reciting the noble Qur'an and contemplating over it, inshallah ta'ala. You have to excuse me, I don't have my mic stand, so I'm holding the mic. So the Shaykh, rahimahullah, hafizullah, he said this is one of the greatest branches of knowledge that can lead to the increase and stability and strengthening of faith, of strengthening of iman. So the greatest branch of knowledge is that could lead to the increase of iman is reciting the Qur'an. The knowledge about the Qur'an. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. No scholar can write a book that will increase your iman more than the Qur'an. Than the Qur'an. No lecturer can what? No lecturer can give you words that will increase your iman more than the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So a lot of us go to the Qur'an, go to the tasfir of the scholars, we go to the magazines, we go to the tape lectures for the increase of iman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the inside of the Qur'an that which will give the healing to the sick heart. That will be a mercy and a guidance. Nothing, no book will increase your iman more than the Qur'an. No book. No lecturer can give sweet or eloquent words that will boost your iman more than the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And it's important that you point this out, that you teach yourself this. Because a lot of us will put the Qur'an down and we'll go to, right, the book of so-and-so, right, the book of scholar so-and-so, the sheikh of scholar so-and-so, and we haven't read the Qur'an in 5 days. The Qur'an is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put inside the Qur'an that element that will boost, increase, and put stability to your iman the most, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The Qur'an is the greatest of speech and the greatest branch of beneficial knowledge. The Qur'an. So you have a branch of beneficial knowledge, the Qur'an, the Sunnah, the statements of the Sahaba, the statements of the Sheikhs, the lecturers, the websites, all of that. Inside of this branch of knowledge, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, the uppermost of these knowledges. That which will benefit you to remember the hereafter, that will build character within inside of us the most, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not Sheikh so-and-so. Not tape so-and-so, CD so-and-so, lifestyle of so-and-so, the book of Allah ta'ala. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said, Allah has revealed His lucid book to His servants as a source of guidance, mercy, light, and glad tidings, and as a remembrance for those who remember. So inshallah ta'ala, we will go now into what Allah says about His own book. We will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say about His own book. The scholar, he quotes about 8 ayats of the Qur'an about Allah, how Allah describes His own book. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, quote, and this is a blessed book that we have sent down, confirming that which came before it, end quote. And this is Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 92. And quote, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, and this is a blessed book that we have sent down, so follow it, and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy, end quote. So the Quran is what we should follow, okay? If we're going to follow anything, we have to follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the key to Allah's mercy. Listen to what he said. And this is a blessed book that we have sent down, so follow it. And fear Allah that you may receive mercy. Okay? So the key to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, mercy, is following the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And quotes in this verse, the Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, 155. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about his own book, quote, certainly we have brought to them a book which we have explained in detail upon knowledge as a guidance and a mercy to a people who believe, end quote. And this is the Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 52, end quote, and we have sent down to you the book as a clarification of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and as glad tidings for the Muslims, glad tidings to those who have submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has clarified why we are upon the earth in the book of Allah. See, because one philosopher, he spent his whole life, I think back in the 40s, they built a computer that was, I think it was a whole room full of computer. And they built this computer, I think, for $1 million. And they built the computer for what, to ask it one question. Guess what that question was? They asked it, what was the purpose of life? $1 million, a room full of technology, the latest technology, to do all of this scientific study and analysis and hypothesis and they asked it one question. You know what the question was? The question was, what was the purpose of life? 1940. And it kicked out some crazy question, some crazy answer, this and that, and this and that, pages and this and that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what the purpose of life is in his book. He has said, quote, I have only created mankind and jinn to worship me. So you spend $1 million, which back then in 1940 was like $1 billion, of all of this technology and all of this, and you still come out wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in his book, a clarification for everything. No need to be confused. Philosophers spend lifetimes, 10 years, what is justice? Right? The great philosopher, Socrates, and his companion, Republican, and all of this, and that, and this, and that, and they ask themselves, what is justice? What is right? What is wrong? Why ask why? All of this stuff here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he has put in the Quran a clarification for everything. So if you want to deviate from that, then use your mind. Use your opinions and all of this and this and that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put guidance inside of the Quran, a clarification, right? No room for error, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also described in his book, he said, quote, this is a book that we have sent down to you full of blessings so that they may ponder over its ayat, and that those of understanding will remember. Okay, end quote. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside of the Quran, inside of his book, blessings. And he has made it so that they may ponder over its ayat. So this book, this Quran, it gives wisdom. It gives a channel of a person becoming intelligent. Right? And that those of understanding may remember. Right? So inshallah ta'ala, he said, and this verse is in chapter 38, verse 29. Allah ta'ala also said, quote, verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds, that they shall have a great reward. So our judge is the Quran. The Quran is our government. The Quran is our counselor. The Quran is the shoulder we lean on, right? So our judge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, really, this Quran guides to that which is most just. So put your fingers in your pockets, okay? If your ideology is not according to the Quran, with the Quran and the Sunnah, right? Your walk of life is not according to the Quran and the Sunnah, then you are oppressing yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, really, this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers who work righteous good deeds, that they shall have a great reward. End quote. And this is in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 9. So inshallah ta'ala, Ibn Qayyum rahimahullah, one of our favorite sheikhs, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow mercy and blessing upon his soul, ameen. He said about the Quran, that the Quran, he said, quote, thus one who reads the Quran and ponders and reflects over its ayat finds within it such knowledge and learning which strengthen, increase, and the development of his iman. This is because he will come across within the discourse of the Quran a king who possesses all dominion, for whom alone is all the praise. The regents of all affairs are in his hand alone. They emanate from him and return to him. He is ascended above his throne, and not a single secret in the regions of his dominion escapes him. He is aware of what is in the souls of his slaves, fully cognizant over their hidden and public deeds. Solely, he disposes of the affairs of his kingdom. He hears and sees, gives and withholds, rewards and punishes, and honors and abases. He creates and sustains, and gives life and causes death. He decrees and executes and disposes. He invites his servants and directs them toward what constitutes their happiness and success. He entices them towards this and warns them of what will cause their ruin. He introduces himself to them by his names and attributes. He woos them with his favors and blessings, and reminds them of his favors upon them. He commands them with what entitles them to the completion of such favors and blessings, and warns them of his vengeance. He reminds them of the honor he has prepared for them if they obey him, and of the punishment he has prepared for them if they disobey him. He informs them of how he handles his awliya and his enemies, and of the outcome of both. He praises his awliya for their righteous actions and fine qualities. He censures his enemies for their bad deeds and their distasteful characteristics. He puts forth parables and provides numerous types of proofs and truths. He replies to the misconceptions of his enemies with the finest of answers. He gives credits to the truthful and denies the liar. He speaks the truth and guides toward the path. He invites to the abode of peace and safety, the paradise. He mentions in its descriptions its beauty and its bliss. He warns against the abode of destruction, the hellfire. He mentions its torment, its ugliness, and its pains. He reminds his slaves of their necessity towards him, their dire need of him, and that they can never be independent of him even for the blink of an eye. He informs them of that he can dispense of them and of all creation, and that if he himself, and that he himself is the rich and is not dependent on anything, whereas everything besides him is inherently in need of him. He makes known to them that no one attains an atom's worth or more of good except by his favor and mercy. That no one attains an atom's worth or more of bad except by his justice and his wisdom. One witnesses from his speech his reproach of his beloved in his most gracious of ways, and despite that, he dismisses their mistakes and forgives their slips. He accredits their excuses, rectifies their corruption, defends and protects them. He is the victor, their guardian over their welfare, and the one who delivers them from all difficulties. He is the one who will keep his promise to them. He is their only patron, their protector. He is their patron and the protector and the victor over their enemies. How fine a patron and victor he is. Hence, the servant never ceases to benefit from reflecting over the book of Allah. His heart bears witness to such types of knowledge that increases his iman and strengthens it. How can this not be so? The Shaykh rahimahullah said, when he finds within the Quran a king who is glorious, merciful, generous, and beautiful, this is his standing. So how can he not love them? So the Shaykh rahimahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his mercy upon him, he gave his perception of alaykum salam. He gave his perception of how he views the Quran. With all of the information in the Quran, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, this is what I see. He says, I find a king who is merciful, who is exercising his judgment and that would execute his orders in the manner he wills, in the fashion he wills, to whom he wills. The Shaykh Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, I perceive a king who is warning against his punishment, who is enticing toward his paradise, who is manifesting his love to his creation, who is giving glad tidings and healings for the hearts of those who hope for the hereafter. He said, I see a king. One of the scholars of the past, he said about the Quran, quote, whoever contemplates his words will know the Lord, and he will know of his great power and capability, his immense favor upon the believers, and of the obligation upon himself to worship him. Wa jazakum Allah khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, if there's any questions, please present your questions pertaining, and inshallah ta'ala, we will continue next Monday, it'll be one more class, inshallah ta'ala, from the Sheikh's book, about the Quran, this branch of knowledge that increases the Iman. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khayran.